Hi, Christine.
Hey, Lauren. How you doing?
I'm good. This is weird. We usually record on Sunday nights, and we're recording on a Tuesday.
I know. This is really unusual for us.
Yeah. So you guys will have to let us know what you think. Are we doing this better with like time to settle our nerves, or do we just need to like come in with all of our chaotic nonsense? Because I feel like my thoughts are a little more organized today, which maybe is a good thing.
Yeah, it's different vibes too, because I had time to see the internet and like talk to people.
Yeah.
And like I watched the episode twice because that episode was wild and I just wanted to see it again.
By the way, this is Pod of the Dragon.
Welcome.
We're a podcast, a whole podcast, and we are here covering House of the Dragon, the show on TV, which is a whole TV show. If you are new here, we are not a deep research podcast. Have we read the books? Sure. Yes, we have. Are we going to reference one character's uncle and who wrote about it on which line of what book? No. We are here to talk shit.
We're here to talk shit. We are not the official podcast. We can talk as much shit as we want. Yeah, and we might forget people's names and fuck up sometimes. So it's not that kind of a podcast. Although I did go back and check some things this week.
Did you? What'd you check?
When we get to it. Like, okay. Spoilers mostly of I was trying to remember who married who.
Oh, yeah.
And who fucked who and things like that from Fire and Blood, because I couldn't
remember.
Everyone fucked
everyone.
But I, like, had it. Yeah, it's hard because I feel like there's just a lot of names all at once. Because Fire and Blood, the book, is, like, over the course of hundreds of years, so it's not just the, like, couple characters we're seeing here.
Right.
So, like, it's easy to get the stories mixed up.
Yeah. That said, this podcast is dark and full of spoilers. We have lots of those. As we said, we did read the books. We're going to have spoilers from the show. We're going to have spoilers from the books. So if you don't want to know, I mean, we're not going to like go crazy with the spoilers from the books, but we're definitely going to be like, we think this person's going to fuck this person. Stuff like that. So
yeah, and it might be different from the books. They've already changed a few things.
That's true too. And there's a lot, and it's not like the same. I know a lot less people read Fire and Blood than the main A Song of Ice and Fire books, Game of Thrones and all that. And it's not the same in terms of, like, you know exactly what happened if you read the books. There's a lot of, like, some people think this happened and some people think this happened. So
yeah,
the show is,
like
going to interpret things differently depending on, like, which narrative they're following. Seems like it's a lot of mushroom.
Yeah, in the book, it seemed like it was never clear if Kristen Cole and Rhaenyra ever actually fucked.
It wasn't, yeah.
Or whether she just came onto him and he was so disgusted that he switched sides. But, you know, we know they did. We saw it.
We saw it with our own millions of eyes.
That was one of the things I looked up. I'm like, did this actually happen? And it was like a rumor in the book.
Yeah. So like one of the narrators in the book is this dude named Mushroom. He's like a little dwarf gesture guy. He's fucking amazing. Nobody thinks he's smart enough to like notice what's going on. So they just like talk in front of him. But then it turns out he does know what's going on. So like, fuck you all. And he's really cool. We're really mad that he's not in the show, but they are, like, using a lot of his theories, it seems like, which is great because, like, he had the most scandalous theories.
Yeah. Yeah, he always thought everybody was fucking everybody and claimed he walked in and saw it.
So, okay, the other thing we want to do, yeah, a little content warning here. If you watched the show, that's really what you need the content warning for. They're the ones who, like, had all the stuff going on screen. We're going to talk about it, but we're not going to be as, like, graphic as the show itself. That said, we just want to have a quick warning here for incest, murder, violence, domestic violence, and homophobia. Anything else from this episode this week?
No, that's a lot right there.
It's a lot. It sure is. I mean, I don't know if we're talking about like the rest of the show, too. There might also be some sexual violence and rape that comes up. I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah, that's true.
Yep. should... Oh, do you have any updates in terms of, like, corrections corners or, like, any... I don't know. Anything you've heard differently that you wanted to correct or talk about from previous episodes?
I don't think so. Nothing I could think of. How about you?
Okay, I have one little thing.
Ooh, okay. What did we do?
It's not really that interesting. But I noticed that I just checked on, you know, Not a Blog today. That's George R. R. Martin's little blog. It's called Not a Blog, but it's a blog.
He's wrong.
He is wrong. So nothing interesting, but he's started posting again like the last few days, or I guess it was like last week, but he hadn't posted since like the premiere, and none of what he's posted since then has been about anything in the Game of Thrones universe. But I didn't peg him as an NFL fan, so...
Ooh, really?
Interesting thing to learn there. You want to know what explains a lot about him, Christine, though?
Please explain.
He's a Jets fan.
Oh...
No wonder there's so much disappointment in his books.
Oh, of course he is. That makes sense.
Let's talk about House of the Dragon, Season 1, Episode 5. Are you ready?
I'm ready. What an episode.
Such an episode. Oh my God. First off, we meet Rhaa, Daemon Targaryen's wife. Hot.
Yeah, turns out she's not ugly. She's just not into Daemon.
I mean, honestly, like, seems like she has been living a good life because he doesn't want to hang out with her. Great. And, like, she's just off being a badass bitch, riding around on her horse, hunting. Like, she seems cool. I want to hang out. Can't, though.
Can't because she dies. But she's in armor when we meet her. She's definitely not, like, a feminine woman, which might be why Daemon's not into her. But I just kind of... think she wasn't into him.
No, who would be? I mean, his family, his niece.
Me. But not after this fucking like, scene.
Yeah. So, okay. I mean, I still, anyway.
I know. it didn't take long. I was watching it with my husband and he looked over at me and I was like, oh yeah, like she doesn't like Daemon. And then he goes, yeah, because she's smart. And then gave me this side eye and then narrated, I'm giving you side eye right now. And I'm like, I'm sorry. Daddy Daemon is.
Daddy Daemon.
He's daddy.
Daddy Daemon is daddy. So yeah, we meet Rhaa. She seems cool. He fucking kills her. We met her for 5 minutes. Damn. Jesus, what the fuck?
Yeah, that was a hell of a way to open the episode.
Yeah, I was like, oh, this is Game of Thrones. Great.
Welcome back.
New Hand of the King.
New Hand of the King. Who is that?
That is Lionel Strong.
Ooh, that's
right. Doesn't seem very strong.
He's not very strong.
Seems kind of weak. I don't really have anything to say about him other than he isn't very good at his job in this episode.
Wait, is that young kid who talks to Allison the one?
That is Lionel Strong's son. Yeah.
Okay.
He has two sons, and I can't remember which one she fucks in the books.
He had, like, an H.
I think it's the other one.
Oh, okay.
This one is... The one that talks to her in... The guy that talks to her in the garden is Laris Strong, who is Lionel's son. And his nickname, because they're so creative and inclusive in Westeros, is Clubfoot.
Cool.
Assholes. Yes, I think he has a hot brother...
Harold Strong. That we,
I think he's in the show too.
I think his name was Breakbones. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, because I was looking to see if they replaced him with Kristen Cole because I knew she fucked him in the books, but Kristen Cole was a whole other thing in the books. So maybe she will fuck him later. Rhaenyra's getting around.
She is.
And I mean that in no shame.
And I'm
go girl. Yeah. Anyway, new hand of the king.
New hand of the king. We'll see. So far, meh. Otto says goodbye. He gives Allison, like, this weird goodbye speech where he's like...
You did this to me. Fuck you.
Yeah, he blames her for getting fired. Take responsibility for your own actions, dude. And then he's like, it's your baby or your friend. You have to fucking pick a side. And she actually, like... Allison is interesting to me because... She has a really shitty dad. We've established this. He's on our bad dads list.
Bad dads.
Guys, we are going to rank the worst dads of this show at the end. We'll probably rank them at the end of the season, and then we'll, like, rank them of all time when the show ends someday.
Someday.
So, he's, like, a shitty person. It doesn't seem like he's, like, a very good father. And there's also these moments, though, where Allison, like, is very much seems like she's on his bullshit with him. And she's like down with that, which you would think she would just hate her dad, but she definitely doesn't. So
she's very like ruled by duty, I think. And she's kind of torn in a lot of ways now between duty to her friend and her husband and her king, really, like, and duty to her family and her house.
Which is what she's going to side with here.
Yeah, yeah. But, like, Viserys dismissing Otto Hightower, which I think was the move on his part.
Oh, yeah.
But it really put her in a weird position. But what he says to her here is correct. At the end of the day, he's saying...
It is. It's true.
He's saying that no one in the... Like, if Viserys will die, he's very sick. We don't know when. It could be years, but he's going to die. He's not going to live to be old. If Rhaenyra is the one...
He's sick with everything.
He's sick all the time. If Rhaenyra is the one that takes the throne, the realm will not accept her as long as your children are alive. And so she will need to put your children to the torch to stake her claim. So it's either your kid or your friend. And he's not wrong, and I don't think Rhaenyra knows that at this point either. But at the end of the day, like, he's being realistic, unfortunately.
Yep. Yeah, so we're going to see where she runs with that shortly here. But in the meantime, Paddy gets super seasick. That, again, is Viserys Targaryen, is played by Paddy Considine. I just call him Paddy because he just looks like Paddy.
He's a Paddy.
He gets very seasick. They go to Driftmark to meet with the Valyrians.
Mm-hmm. Which is an island off the coast of Dragonstone.
Which is also an island off the... They're both in Blackwater Bay, I believe.
Yeah, so it's a smaller island than Dragonstone. Because we don't hear about Driftmark in Game of Thrones, and I'm not sure who's there, but
we're going to find out in this show.
Okay, like who's still there?
Yeah, I think we're going to find out by the end of this show. Why it's not in Game of Thrones.
Okay, cool.
But yeah, this whole show is very much like centralized to King's Landing and like the immediate surroundings in a way that Game of Thrones definitely wasn't. So I've seen like some complaints of like, this is like the last few seasons of Game of Thrones where you just ignored how long it takes to travel. And it's like, A, we got dragons, and B, all of the locations we've been to are like actually 10 minutes away.
Yeah, they're not going like from the north to, you know, Dragonstone. They're going from across the Blackwater Bay. It's not that far.
Yeah, it's not. So yeah, we're at Driftmark. High Tide. Is that like the city on Driftmark? I don't know. The castle there?
The castle, maybe?
They've called it both interchangeably, I feel like. And I guess maybe I should look at a map.
Is that like the north is the north, but then Winterfell is...
I think so, like, yeah. Castle. So I think High Tide is the castle or like the seat.
And Driftmark is like the kingdom.
Yeah. So we're there. We get to know some of these characters a little bit more, mainly Laenor.
Yeah, Laenor.
Laena a little bit later.
Laena comes
too.
Out. She's
a little later more.
Oh, we're not quite there yet when she comes out of the building.
Oh, you're right. She does. Okay, go ahead.
She comes out to greet them. She's a grown-ass woman now. How old is she supposed to
she's
be?
She's a grown-ass child.
She's probably supposed to be like 16 or 17.
I think she's in her teens, yeah.
Yeah, but like the actress playing her is like hot and grown.
Yeah, very hot.
So she comes out and it's like, it was almost like shocking to see because it was only a couple weeks ago we saw like this tiny child that looked like she was like playing George Washington in a play and her little outfit or like, what am I saying? Hamilton, the sisters with the wigs. That's what she looked like in that episode. Now she comes out, she's like this, you know, grown ass woman and she's like, welcome to our home. Come on in.
And they all have like mild piratey vibes. I like it.
They do have mild piratey vibes.
This is where basically Paddy goes in and he's like, yo, let's be friends again. You have a son. I have a daughter. Let's join our houses. My name is Robert Baratheon. Just kidding. But that's this.
But that's the same vibes. And Corlys is kind of like, how does this work with your whole feminist vibes?
Yeah. So they want to know about the line of succession, which like fair because he's changing the roles. Mm-hmm. So he's like, whatever their firstborn in it is, like son or daughter, it doesn't matter. That's the one who will succeed my daughter on the throne.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, I hadn't even thought of this, honestly, but he's like, well, what about their surname? Like,
yeah, no, that was a good point.
Do we get to take the surname that rules the Seven Kingdoms now because, like, our son is the one who has it? And Viserys is
immediately
like,
no. But that is like, wait a second. Yeah, I thought this was so funny because it's like when people are like, should we hyphenate our children's names? Like, I feel like it was like the medieval discussion of that.
But it's the grandparents deciding it.
Yeah.
Of the grandchildren who don't exist.
Who don't exist yet. So he's like, they can be Velaryons, but when they take the throne, they're going to be a Targaryen.
Yeah. So I like his little compromise. Cool rules. But in the meantime, Rhaenyra and Laenor are like going on their little walk on the beach. Do you want to talk about this? Because it's great.
It's great. She's basically like, if I have to marry anyone, I'm glad it's you. I didn't realize they like kind of grew up together. They say that later, like this isn't a stranger for her. Like some of those other suitors that she was meeting, like they're cousins, they're friends. It seems she knows that he's gay. So yeah, he's gay. We had said that in the past. And she says this thing about, like, I prefer duck to goose. Is that what it?
Yes, yes, yes.
I prefer roast duck to goose. I don't know why. I just do. That's my preference. Some people have a preference. And then he was like, some people like goose. Perfectly fine. And she's like, not me. Which sounds like she's saying she's gay, too, but she's clearly not, because she's talking about wanting to...
That's what I thought, too, and I was like, wait a second.
So I took it as her being like, I'm bi and I get it, or like, I get that you're gay, that's totally fine, I'm seeing people, too.
We're just gonna keep saying that she's bi until she says she's not, which she didn't in that
scene. I don't think they're going to, like, make that canon, but I feel like they all but did.
It's canon in my head.
Yeah. But yeah, so they've come to this understanding of, you know, they'll get married, they'll be good to each other, they'll do their duty to their father and the fathers in the realm, which I took to mean like, we'll have sex to make babies. Beyond that, we do whatever we want.
We talked about this before, so I wrote in all caps for my note for the scene, mutual beard.
Mutual beard. Yes. That's the agreement they come to.
Seems like a great situation for both of them.
After the episode, they refer to it as like they agree to have an open relationship. And I'm like, no, because like an open relationship, it still means like you and this person are in a relationship. Like they have a political.
Yeah, which they're basically not.
Only political, only entitled. They do not have a romantic or sexual relationship beyond what they need to do to make a baby.
In the books, it's a little bit of a gray area to me because, like, what they're agreeing to does include a sexual relationship. So, like, sure, it's part of their relationship. You could define it as open relationship.
They're gonna have an open marriage, but it seems less of like a "I love you," but like, it's not the open marriage that like Oberyn and they weren't married, but like Oberyn and his paramour had, where they're like madly in love and going to brothels together. It's more just like,
right,
yeah, you do you, I do me, and we'll, you know, look good for the rest of the realm, and like if we need to make a baby, I guess we'll suffer through that. But in the books, like, there, people claim that their kids are not his, that was why I looked the strong.
They hinted at this in the like the little teaser at the teaser, end as well.
Those teasers are spoilers. I don't like
it. Huge spoilers. I don't like it either.
Because at the end of this episode, I thought a certain character had died. And then the next episode, he's just vibing Viserys. At the end of this episode, he just collapses again.
I didn't think he had died. They don't just like show people fall over and whatever.
Keel over and die.
Like the Hound. Like, I was like, well, they
true,
didn't show
but
him
it
guys,
just,
so
like, this whole
dead.
Episode seemed like he's about to die, and then, like, the next episode looks like they've, like, jumped ahead maybe, like, 10 years in the future, and motherfucker's still alive.
Yeah, I think he's just gonna be, like, very sickly when we see him again, and, like, he just lingers and is gross. We have to talk about the rest of this
Driftmark
situation, because there's a scene between Corlys and Rhaenys.
Oh my god, yes. Ugh.
That we have to discuss.
Corlys doesn't understand how gay works.
No, he does not.
He doesn't get it.
So he says that his son will grow out of it. And my note was just, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you.
Because there's no better pleasure in life than bedding a woman. And I'm like, yeah, not if you're not into that, motherfucker.
That's not how gay works.
He doesn't get it.
So I'm pulling up, we have our list started of bad dads, as we mentioned, and I think we've talked before, we were like, he's going to get added to the list at some point, Corlys, because, you know, he's tried to marry off his literal babies when they're literal babies.
Yeah,
trying
to marry off his literal baby daughter to the old dying king. He was almost on the list for that, but this pushed him right over.
I just knew he had more shit to give us.
Yeah.
I knew he was going to be on here eventually, but I'm adding him today. And we can talk about more reasons why he deserves to be on here later, because I'm sure he'll give them to us.
So who's on there now?
It's so far we've got Otto Hightower and Corlys Velaryon. I could put Viserys on there, but I don't think he's like a contender for like top bad dad.
He's trying. He's just fucking up.
He's trying to like not be into the patriarchy, but he like sort of is on like without realizing it.
Yeah.
So he kind of sucks, and he's like a very much a gray area type character. But I don't think he needs to be on Bad Dads.
No, he doesn't need to be on Bad Dads.
Leave it at those for now. Can't wait for Daemon to have children.
Bad daddy list. It's only Daemon.
Yeah. And he wins.
He wins.
Even if anyone else was added, Daemon wins it Bad Daddy. So
Daemon, Bad Daddy.
Do you have anything to say about Laenor and his boyfriend?
Oh, no. Just we meet Laenor and his boyfriend.
Do we know who his boyfriend is? Does he have a name?
His name is Joffrey, Sir Joffrey. I think he's a squire or a knight.
Oh, this makes sense for why I saw all the memes about why it's bad to be named Joffrey at a wedding in Game of Thrones.
Yes. Yeah. His name is Joffrey. I forget his surname. I think he's a knight. He might be.
He said Sir at one point. I didn't catch his name, but I guess it's Joffrey.
So they're both Sir fucking Joffrey. Their knights.
Yes. They are both fucking their knights. And oh, cute.
Very cute until it's not.
Until it's not. All right. And then we get on the boat. Now, I immediately was like, we have a problem here. Rhaenyra didn't seem to realize how big of a problem this was. But this is where Criston comes up to her and he's like, hey, you know what's a good idea? Let's run away together.
He's so cute in this scene, too. He looks so hot.
He's so hot. And he looks like a puppy dog. And then I was like, please break up with her. Please break up with her. But instead, no, he does the
opposite. I thought he was asking me, like, can I leave? Like, I can't watch you marry someone else. I shouldn't have done that.
Well, like, yeah, I shouldn't have done that. Like, let me leave. Or even just, I'm putting an end to this officially, you know.
Yeah.
Something along those lines. But no, he doubles down, triples down. He's like, let's run away together, abandon your crown. And she's like, bitch, I am the crown.
Marry me. Yeah. And she's just like, I can't do that. And it's pretty ridiculous that you thought I would.
You just asked the most, like, the person who's poised to be the most powerful person in the world to give it all up for you because you banged once.
Yeah, that's a lot.
No.
That's a lot, Criston Cole. And then he gets kind of shitty when he's rejected. And he's like, he makes it all about his honor. Like, he doesn't go into like, but I love you and I could treat you so much better and blah, blah, blah. He goes into like, but I sullied my white cloak for you. And that's the only thing I have. And the only way that would make it right is if we got married. And it's like, then why didn't you like propose to her before you fucked then?
Yeah. So that's shitty. And then, yeah, just like the whole vibe that he had, like he got all very like defensive and angry. So I was like, shit, this is. My immediate thought when that happened was like, she needs to kill him, basically. Like, this is Game of Thrones. He needs to die. But no.
You know who he reminds me of? Shay from Game of Thrones.
Yes.
Because it's immediately like, oh, you just want me to be your whore? You don't want to run away with me? It's very similar situation where, like, you know, he and Shay, like, wanted them to run away to Essos and live together and be happy. And they were like, but I like my position at court. And they're like, well, I don't just want to be your whore here and then betray them.
Which, I mean, let me just say, it's not an invalid feeling.
Absolutely.
For them to have. Obviously, nobody wants to be a side piece.
Yeah, I felt really bad for him in
so
this.
There's that. But, like, he knew what he was getting into. He knew that he was not allowed to marry. He knew that he was not allowed to have sex. And, like, he knew that she was the future queen. Like, he knew exactly what the situation was. And then he was like, oh, but let me just convince her to throw that all out and we can just change our situation. And it's like, at best, like, that's a question, but you can't, like, get pissed when the other person's like, no. to that.
Yeah.
So I can see his side of it, but like, yeah, his reaction was pretty shitty to being rejected.
I also see how she did kind of lead him on, like, in that, like, hunting episode when they're walking in the woods and she's asking him, like, would you ever get married? I wish I could just choose to marry whoever I wanted, true, like a commoner. Like, that's not in the cards for me. And then seduced him.
True. I still don't see it. Like, I don't know. I mean, that's obviously, like, speculative talk and just, like... He knows. He knows what the reality is. Like, they both do. And she's saying, like, this is the reality. Like, bummer it's not, but it is. And, like, just because she says that doesn't mean she's actually willing to walk away to change that either.
Yeah, exactly. And she's like, I still want to be with you. Like, I worked out a situation where I can, but, like, I'm not going to abandon my throne.
Yeah. So, shitty response from him. And I was like, this is a loose cannon. This is going to end poorly. I don't know how. I didn't expect it actually to blow up in this episode, honestly.
I actually wrote in my notes at one point, you had a better handle on this than I did. Because I wrote, I think Kristen Cole might be the only decent person on this show. And then I went back later crossed it out and wrote, never mind.
No. There's no decent
people on this show.
We don't do that here. This is Game of Thrones. Is it okay that I'm just calling it Game of Thrones now? I feel like I started doing that as soon as the theme song came out.
It's called, like, on HBO, it's called Game of Thrones, House of the Dragon.
I feel like it's the same as calling anything from Star Wars, Star Wars.
Star Wars, yeah.
Like, did you see the new Star Wars?
Yeah.
I'm watching the new Game of Thrones.
I call the Rings of Power Lord of the Rings all the time. It's Lord of the Rings. Like, I mean, but it's not. Like, if I'm like, oh, I'm going to go watch Lord of the Rings, like, I don't mean... Like, the original.
I've still only watched that first episode, so I need to... I'm really excited about it, though. Don't let my not having watched it all yet...
Me too. I just want to, like, have the attention to, like, give it.
Yeah, I'm very busy.
Yeah, we're doing a whole podcast about a whole other show.
A whole podcast. Okay, we got the scene where Allison and Sir Criston are talking, and... I was watching this with Justin, actually, and he's like, are they going to do that fucking lame, dumb thing where they think, like, one person thinks they're talking about one thing and one person talks about another thing? And for a second, I thought they were. And then he just goes, it was me!
Wait, the meme you sent me about this is hilarious with Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Yes.
Of course I know him. He's me. Yeah, I thought he was about to get really pissed when he found out that the reason she came and seduced him was because Daemon rejected her.
But he didn't even know that that's what Alice said. He never caught on. Yeah. So he was just like, yeah, I'm the one who fucked Rhaenyra. It was me.
It was me all along. I fucked the princess.
Yeah, and then he's like... Can you kill me instead of castrating me? So just yikes to that. But basically she just lets him go and like keeps her little information nugget.
Yeah, she's like, yeah, you can go.
I own you now, bitch, is basically what she says.
Yeah, like now she has someone on her side. Yeah.
Which we don't know how this ends, do we? Between the two of them.
Yeah, I know in the books he's a green loyalist.
Well, I know, but like... Per the end of this episode, we don't know what happens next between the two of them.
And then we never see it because I think we're going to jump ahead.
Yeah.
So after this scene where he's like, please don't geld me. Instead, just kill me, please. I wrote, Criston is such an adorable human, like maybe the only genuinely good person on the show. And then I crossed it out. I was like, no, he sucks.
Oh my gosh. Okay, this is more related to the boat scene, but I forgot to tell you this. We have a Game of Thrones Slack channel at my job.
Nice.
So I was like avoiding looking at it all day. So I was at work and I was like, I can't look at memes. I can't look at anything. So anyway, I had to like avoid it. Finally looked at it. And everyone was like talking about Kristen Cole, obviously. This one person replies to, like, I commented back on it, said, like, how I think he was a huge loose cannon after the boat scene. And then this person replies and goes, he belongs on Our Nice Guys.
Oh my god, yes, he does! Our Nice Guys.
I was like, that's the funniest shit anyone has said about this.
That is so accurate. Yeah, he seems really nice until he gets rejected and then he fucking kills somebody.
He has no chill.
Wow.
But yeah, anyway, this scene, Allison just like kind of owns him and like says like she lets him go. But she's like, I know all his dirt. She knows all the dirt on Rhaenyra. And I think this plays into like her having this interaction with Criston and then like the previous scene with her dad too.
And then... Earlier when she was talking to,
Clubfoot, who says that Rhaenyra fucked someone.
Who says that Rhaenyra had a tea, which does Allison know about moon tea then? Is she also taking moon tea? Because why does she know what getting a tea delivered by the Grand Maester from the king
means?
Yeah, because
I feel like at this point, now that she's had like a couple of children, I feel like she would want to be on moon tea if she knows about it. Because she's like clearly...
Yeah.
Although maybe he stops raping her when she's pregnant. Who knows? Fuck, that's dark.
Yeah, I hate that. Ugh. But yeah, it just seems odd that she knows what moon tea is because Rhaenyra did not. And they're the same age. And like, so like, where would she have learned what that is? And she seems even more like sheltered than Rhaenyra in a lot of ways, because Rhaenyra had like Daemon corrupting her and like is a lot more adventurous in reading. And like Alicent was very straight laced by the books.
And who would have ever given her the secret that moon tea exists? No one.
Yeah. And like her dad wouldn't have, because he wants her to
get pregnant.
Make babies. And, yeah.
Everyone wants her to get pregnant and have babies until she dies.
That's her lot in life.
Gross.
That's because in the books they make Alicent seem like a real bitch, which I think she's about to become.
Yeah,
she's older, more of like a Cersei.
I mean, but she's been slighted a lot, so like,
yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm glad they gave her this backstory to make her like more relatable and less just like black and white, because I totally get why she would be, you know, like she doesn't feel like she has much of a choice.
Yeah, so she's had talk with her dad, talk with Laris Strong in the garden where he tells her about the moon tea, and then this talk with Criston Cole where he's like, I fucked her. And so now, like, between all of those things, she's like, I've been betrayed by my best friend. Like, she lied to my fucking face, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And my dad told me that I can't be friends with her or else my kids are gonna die. So, like, the stars are aligning. Now I'm not friends with her.
Yeah, it didn't make, like, as much sense of them not... of, like, why she was so angry, but I feel like it was because she, like, went out of her way to stand up for Rhaenyra against all odds, and Rhaenyra, like, clearly didn't give a shit.
Well, and their relationship was already bad.
Yeah.
Because she's fucking her friend's dad. Against her will or not, whatever. It's still happening.
I wish they just made them, like, in love. It would have made more, like, her betrayal feel, like, Alicent feeling betrayed would have, if they, like, made it canon that they were, like, into each other, it would have made
her
it more,
and Viserys?
Like, no, that her and Rhaenyra were
her and Rhaenyra, yes.
I feel like it would have been more intense when she's like, oh, she fucked Criston Cole, like, you know?
Yeah, why didn't they?
I think she had a crush on Criston Cole in the first episode, too.
Even if they didn't, like, go full on, like, they were banging lovers, it would have, like, imagine, too, like, if, like, those early scenes between Rhaenyra and... Alicent, if they had like a scene where they like make out and they're like confused about what they're both feeling, kind of a thing.
Yes.
How great would that have been? I'm gonna pretend that happened.
Yeah, that's in my head canon.
It's there now.
It's just like, I don't know, Game of Thrones likes to show gay dudes, like it ain't no thing, but like we don't get a lot of, like, I feel like all the queer women, it's either like Yara Greyjoy who sucks and acts like a man, or it's just, like, very, like, downplayed. Like, they seem like maybe they might be queer, but they never say it.
Well, and they have this great platform to, like, show us that all of the, like, confusion that goes into, like, figuring out your sexuality or even, like, your gender identity because of the setting of this show, and I feel like they could play with that a lot more.
Oh, yeah. I wish they did more with that.
Yeah. Yeah, her teenage lover just betrayed her by fucking a dude. Speaking of her husband, let's talk about how gross he is now.
He's become, like, more and more gross every episode.
Every episode. Does he have grayscale, Christine, or is his arm just rotten?
I think his arm is rotting from the throne.
That's what I thought, too. I think there's going to be a lot of comments of, like, is that grayscale? Because it's, like, kind of scabby and nasty.
Because it's only on that one section. It's been years now. Like,
and it's been, like, coming up from where his fingers are cut off.
Like, we saw how quickly it spread with Jorah in, like, a couple of years. It was his whole body. Like, yeah, I think it's just rot from, they amputated the fingers, but they don't know how to, like, really cauterize that properly. They're using leeches, so it grows. Do you think, I feel like the leeches are part of the metaphor, like the throne is killing him slowly, like, as in, we talked about this last week, that like his position is slowly killing him, but then all of like his maesters and people keep putting leeches on him, and it's like while the throne is slowly killing him, it's like his whole council is leeching off of him for their own purposes. Like, he's just surrounded by leeches. And then even someone at one point was like, how about this like tonic, and they were like, no, leeches.
Well, and it feels very much like everything's being done to him in the same way that, like, everything with his rule is kind of, like, happening to him. He's very, like, not in control of anything that's going on. Like, he's trying, but really he's not. No. He's not a great king. He's lucky that he has, like, inherited this peacetime. And he talks about that in this episode. He's like, I wish I had been challenged, blah, 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 whatever. But, yeah, he basically is in this, like, chaos that's all around him, and it's just kind of happening to him, and he doesn't have a grasp on any of it. And it's the same with the way the throne is slowly killing him, and everyone's just trying to, like, do shit to him to make him better, but, like, he has no choice in it, really.
If we had a list of sad dads, he would win.
Do you want to talk about the dragon date?
The dragon date!
Rhaenyra and Laenor have a date on Dragonback, which is, like, I feel like you think of, like, royals having a date on their own fucking horses, and you're like, goddamn, that's bougie, and, like, fuck off. But they're like, no, dragons. So it's, like, really bougie.
Yeah, so, like, the ships are coming into King's Landing, and they're, like, on their dragons, coming in together.
But, I mean, it's cute, it's fun. They're, like, excited about their weird marriage.
Yeah, they seem happy to be married. Like, they both know they need to, and they're happy that it's each other, and they're happy that they don't really need to sacrifice too much of their freedom to do that. Yeah, it seems like they really do care for each other. They're friends.
It does, yeah, they're friends.
You know, they're cousins.
And cousins. Incest.
It's all incest.
It's all because of the incest.
So he said, like, oh, we don't want you to fuck your uncle anymore, so we're going to marry you to your cousin. Okay.
So then we have, they fly into King's Landing, then we have our wedding feast. Shit is gonna go down, Christine.
It's a Game of Thrones wedding feast.
It is.
What do we expect? This was not meant to be the wedding feast.
I don't know why it caught me off guard.
Yeah, it caught me off guard too. Because it wasn't meant to be the wedding. They were like, this is just like the engagement party. There's going to be a 7-day tourney and feast followed by the royal wedding.
Yeah, it was just like a greetings dinner. So I was like, fine.
Once again shows how fucking rich the Targaryens were in this timeline, that they're like, there's just constantly having tourneys and feasts and Sunday brunch and giant hunts.
So many brunches.
There's just like a lot of celebrations all the time, and they're always extravagant and like multi-day things.
Yes. So we start the wedding. Everyone's like coming up to say hi, pay their respects. Allison's missing. Jason Lannister makes another appearance, and I wrote down, not only is he a real surfer Dick Lannister, but he is a sexist surfer Dick Lannister.
Oh, yeah. He comes up. The, like, clear eye roll from Rhaenyra here is perfect. Like, chef's kiss. Like, he walks up. He's like, wonderful, princess. And she rolls her eyes and goes, yeah, I can't imagine a better match.
Yeah. And then he also says, like, because Allison's missing, he's like, oh, yeah, like, good thing women don't rule because they wouldn't show up to battle on time. Fuck you. You said that right in front of your future queen.
Fuck off.
Ew. I hate him.
And I like Viserys just kind of like chuckles and looks over like, what's with this guy?
He should have like punched him in the face, though, honestly.
I know.
So anyway, and like he had the right to as his king to be like, maybe you should respect your future ruler who is a woman. Like, fuck you. But he didn't do that because he's Viserys. He just like doesn't know how to respond to that kind of shit.
Yeah, he just like lets patriarchal bullshit happen.
Yeah, and like he... Like I said, like, it doesn't occur to him. Like, he's just like, oh, that's fucking kind of not cool that he said that. Like, he chuckles it off in an awkward way. He's like, weird that guy said that, but he has no response.
Yeah, exactly.
Then the Valyrians show up. This is, like, the hottest people to ever show up at a party.
Yes, looking great.
They look good. They all match with their hair. Nobody else looks like them because they have the Targ hair.
Mm-hmm.
Valyrian hair, whatever you want to call it. They are all, like, looking badass. They're a huge posse. It's great. And they all, like, come in, get seated, whatever, blah, blah, blah. Then, guess who shows up to fuck everything up?
Daddy Daemon.
Daddy Daemon, the main person who likes to show up to fuck everything up.
Yeah.
Kind of his M.O.
I realize he reminds me of, like, Loki. I think that might be
There's been a lot of memes about that. Yeah.
It's the same vibes. Rich is just like, I don't get it. What is it? And I'm like, ugh, it's like a Loki thing.
Daemon shows up. He's been banished time and time again. And he's just like, Viserys isn't going to do shit if I show up. And he is correct. So he just like And Viserys even goes so far as to be like, pull up a chair for him. Like, he waves over somebody to pull up a chair for Daemon.
Yeah, he just shows up. And then the guy from the Vale comes over and accuses him of killing his wife. And what I wrote is because he listens to his true crime podcast and he knows it's almost always the husband. It's
always the husband. The husband.
Especially when the husband's a known psychopath.
Yes. Especially when it's Daemon Targaryen. He likes murder. He's proved that already.
Mm-hmm.
A known murderer.
Known murderer. Definitely killed his wife.
Known to hate his wife. Yeah, so the husband did it, 100%.
This guy knows. He makes an accusation. Daemon's just kind of like, I'm going to be your lord soon. You want to not? And the guy just wanders off.
He's just like, I'm going to go listen to my favorite murder. you did it. So, he's not wrong. Viserys starts to make his speech, and then he is interrupted. And, okay, Christine, I have thoughts about this. Do you have thoughts about this?
Yes, I have thoughts.
Do you have thoughts about how they played this off in the show?
Yes, I want to hear yours first. Yeah, go off.
Allison shows up. She's wearing her green dress. Now, I stood the fuck up off my couch, and I was like, green. And Justin green. Was like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Right, same.
I think they shouldn't have explained it. I think it would have been really fun for the people who read the books if they, like, obviously, without knowing the whole green thing, you can already tell that she's, like, disrupting what her husband said. She has, like, a different vibe to her today. Like, you can already tell that there's something going on anyway. So you still get, like, the vibe from the scene. And then it would have been, like, a fun nugget to, like, look back at later to be like, oh, my God, this is when the green started. And, like, they could have explained it in, like, a different scene. But instead they're like, this is what green means. And I was just like, fuck. Like, why'd you do that?
I didn't mind that because I feel like in the book it was more the greens and the blacks started at Viserys and Allison's wedding party, and, like, the issue is that Rhaenyra showed up in black to, like, an anniversary party. Like, she was in mourning.
Yes.
But that's less weird because she's always wearing fucking black. Like, it's the...
She is.
So it was... I thought it was better that they're like, no, let's have Allison show up in green instead of wearing, like, her husband and, you know, best friend's colors. Because she's... Instead of wearing the Targaryen colors, let's have her show up in the Hightower colors and, like, very clearly show her allegiance. I thought it was cool. And then when she met all the other Hightowers, they knew what it meant. They didn't need the, like, green needs whatever, because then when she walks over to the Hightowers, they're all in green, and they're just like, it's great to see you looking like this. We're on your side.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. Like, I just feel like they didn't need the, like, literal, like, let's tell the audience what's going on. Like, we're smart. And I know there's, like, a lot of people who haven't read any of the books who are like, there's a lot of confusing shit going on, but I feel like that's how everyone felt for the first season of Game of Thrones, too, where it was like, I don't know what's happening. And you had to, like, just immerse yourself and figure it out. So I feel like I was a little irritated that they explained it to us. Like, don't mansplain this show
to me. It didn't bother me at the time, but now that you're saying that, I'm like, yeah, no, you're right.
But otherwise, I was really excited that she walked in green. I had noticed that her whole family was wearing it. Yeah, so, like, very exciting on the whole. I was just annoyed about the explanation.
Oh, and then she walks up to Rhaenyra and she says, congratulations, stepdaughter.
Gross.
She calls her stepdaughter for the first time ever. Ooh, burn.
Ew, that's so gross.
I know, it's very much like a power play, though, too.
Yeah, hate it. So then there's, like, all the dancing that begins. Rhaenyra and Laenor do, like, their little solo dance. Pretty cute.
Yeah, it's this cute little dance where they never really touch, but they always hint like they're going to.
It's very old-timey, which fits. I like it.
She's kind of making sexy faces at different people in the crowd the whole time, like Kristen and Daemon. And
okay, now, I have a question. Why the fuck did boyfriend Joffrey show all his cards?
I don't know.
To Criston Cole. Like, they... First of all, I don't know how they figured out that Criston was her paramour.
He said he looked... And I quote, cunt struck. Because he was, like, lurking there looking like a sad boy the whole time they were dancing together. But, like, so did Daemon.
Right. And so if that's all they know, like, that's a huge gamble for them to say that in the first place. And even if they had proof of it to be like, for sure, this is the guy she's fucking. Why would you go show all your cards? Like, you know something and you, like, have that. Play it close to your chest. Why are you immediately like, hey, let's be friends. We both fuck these people. Like, this is Game of Thrones. Don't show your cards.
Do that. Yeah, no. He was way too naive to do that. And it was weird because he was talking to Lenor before and he was like, oh, we need to be like, you know, now we know her secret and she knows yours. Like, now we're uneven. And then he went over and like showed his hand to the guy. Why? I do sort of feel like Kristen Cole like didn't put two and two together that like they were fucking and thought it was like a threat. Like, it was like a little finger type thing of like, oh, I know, like, the princess.
Maybe, because it doesn't make sense why he would kill the boyfriend.
Yeah, like, oh, I know the princess is very dear to you. Like, you know, it's in both of our best interests to make sure this marriage goes well. Like, I feel like that sounds like a threat, which is not how he meant it. He was just being dumb.
My estimation of Kristen Cole's intelligence went way down in this episode.
Yes, I agree. Yeah, he does belong on our nice guy.
So anyway,
then we didn't talk about Damon joining the dance floor, dancing with Lena first.
Gross. Yeah, I did have a note about that.
But I forgot they do get married in the book.
I forgot that too.
Me too. That's what I went to look up. I was like, is that a thing? It is a thing. And I feel like they were actually like in love in the books. By, like, certain accounts, but by other accounts, they're like, oh, he was just trying to, like, get station.
It always felt to me in the books, like, he and Rhaenyra, like, that was his only, like, real love. Because, like, they're both, like, she is, like, a wild character, and he's into that, and he's wild and mad. And, like, they just, like, they have, like, this weird similarity that, like, makes them love each other.
Yeah, exactly. They're, like, meant to be together. But I feel like him and Lena actually had, like, a real marriage, unlike what he had with Rhea. Like, he was, like, into her, at least.
Both of them are inappropriate ages for him and are related to him, so
yeah, I just cute. Like how Viserys is like, oh, like, she's too young, and then Daemon's just like, I'll wait it out. Gross.
Yeah, and he's like Viserys' younger brother, but not by much.
Yeah, but she's like very flirty with him in this scene.
Yeah. But yeah, like immediately he goes for the youngest person on the dance floor, and I was like, okay, Daemon. But then he like doesn't spend long there, and he's like, Rhaenyra.
Back to Rhaenyra. I'm here to shoot my shot.
Thought they were about to, like, I don't know. And we don't know. What was he going to do? Because he's fucking interrupted.
Yeah. But yeah, she's like, he's like, oh, is this what you want? He'll bore you to death. And then she's like, so take me then. Oh, this part was really hot.
Even without, yeah, pretty hot. I was like, damn, damn, damn.
Why does the show have me rooting for incest? Thought they might just,
like, fuck in the middle of the floor. I don't know. Why are we rooting for incest? I am, though.
Why are you doing this to me, House of the Dragon?
Game of Thrones.
Yeah, but she's, like, in High Valyrian. She's like, take me now, then. Kill all my father's Kingsguard. Carry me to Dragonstone. Make me your wife. What's stopping you?
Fuck me, daddy.
It's like, ooh!
Yeah. And I thought he was like, yeah, let's do it. But so
yeah, okay. Then he like puts his arm around her neck, but like not in like a choking way, like almost like he's about to grab her to make out. He's
gonna make out with her. Even without what happens next, this like drama here, I was like, holy shit, this is gonna like fucking ruin everything.
Big mosh pit breaks out.
Viserys is mad. Everything's gonna go wrong. Yeah. But I was like, but doesn't she still marry him? Like, what the fuck? And then everything goes to shit. The cinematography was really good here because I couldn't fucking tell what was going on. And I was like trying to see through the crowd to see Damon and Rhaenyra making out. And that's not even what the cup of motion was.
No, and that wasn't. And then you hear Rhaenyra actually yells Lenor. Like, she's looking for him to make sure he's safe.
Well, and like, as like the commotion breaks out, you gradually get to realize like it's sounding more and more like scared and panicked, and like it's not just like, holy shit, what the fuck are these two incesty people doing? It's something bad happened, and guess what it is? Kristen Cole
did a big cannon. Murder.
He does a big murder. He basically beats boyfriend Joffrey in the face until he has no skull left.
Brutal death list.
Brutal death.
That's awful, man. Like, why, Kristen Cole?
Holy shit, dude.
Like, just innocent dude. Like, Joffrey didn't... I still don't really get why he did that other than he felt threatened that he knew. And he just didn't want anyone who knew to be, like, alive. But then he confessed it in the scene before that. So that's why it doesn't make sense to me. It's just raw anger.
Yeah, it's honestly just like an extension of his reaction to being rejected by Rhaenyra.
Mm-hmm.
Just on a way worse scale. He's just been like brooding on that feeling and letting it grow and eat at him. And then I think it doesn't help, honestly, that Alicent let him go and didn't like tell him what's going to happen to him.
Yeah, no, that's true.
Like, he basically has confessed to this crime, which he could be put to death for or castrated for.
Or at least lose his position, if nothing else. But yeah, it seems like he's
just like, you can leave.
Then he's like, back to work.
Yeah, so like, that's a very big thing hanging over your head. I was trying to think of like how stressful that would be because, like, yeah, maybe, like, best case scenario for you is like, she just wants to have some dirt on you and she owns you now. Still sucks.
Not great.
But you also don't know, like, is she going to turn on me at some point and be like, hey, guess what, Kristen Cole? Let's kill him. And, like, that's just, like, the longer that sits on you, the worse it's going to make you feel. So, like, between that and just, like, his ragey nonsense, he's just been, like, building up to fucking do some murder. And then this guy, like, has a slightly weird threatening tone with him. And he's like, you know what? You're the one.
You're the one. Yeah, and he also doesn't know how that guy knows. Like, does he think that, like, Rhaenyra told Laenor that they were together? I don't, it's unclear. Because Joffrey just, like, guessed, just looked in the crowd.
He
was
really
like,
did.
That guy looks like a sad boy. I bet
still
he's the one.
Still think it was really dumb that he told him.
Very dumb.
Obviously.
Keep that to yourself, dude. But yeah, and then very, very sad. Laenor's sobbing on the ground, crying.
This was traumatic.
Ugh, I hate it when shows kill their gaze. Like, that quickly. Come on.
Ugh. Yeah, this is really shitty. And then they have, like, a weird shotgun wedding same night.
Mm-hmm. They're like, no big tourney, just this small little wedding while you're both crying.
Yeah. Pretty horrible.
And then Kristen Cole goes outside to kill himself, I guess. It appears.
Yep. That. Yep. Mm-hmm.
And then Allison walks over and stops him. And we don't know what happens after that.
We do not. So that's kind of our little end of episode teaser cliffhanger situation. But we also know...
And Viserys collapsed at the end of the episode again.
We also know that this was the last episode for our young Rhaenyra and young Alicent.
Oh, that's
actresses.
So true. Oh, they were so good.
So we know we're about to do it. I know, yeah. But we're also like, great job to them, first of all. Yeah, like you said. Amazing. Loved them. Hesitant to go with new ones, honestly, but...
Same.
Hopefully they're gonna blow us away, too.
But I think they cast, like, the older actresses first, and then try to find younger people who are similar.
Very into Millie Alcock, though.
I know, I love her. Yeah, we're about to do a big old time jump.
Yeah, so we're gonna time jump. So we're not going to get, like, the immediate, like, what happened between Criston and Allison in this scene, probably. Or, like, it might be referenced at some point. But I'm assuming, like, you gotta assume in Game of Thrones, when they don't show somebody die, they didn't die.
They didn't die. So it seems they don't have...
Weird that he doesn't die, though, because everyone fucking saw him do a big murder.
Everyone saw him do... I don't know how that's gonna...
The realm watched
him. Like, how did he
get
away with that? Like, a Kingsguard just, like, murdering another knight, just, like, in cold blood for no reason?
Yeah!
That's what I don't get, is how he's gonna get away with that.
Yeah, so I'm curious to see, because I do think... Yeah, I do think he's gonna be there. I think he's still gonna be a Kingsguard, honestly.
Yeah, but his allegiances are going to be with Alicent Hightower now.
For sure. He owes her his life because she has all his dirt. She's going to be able to get him out of this situation somehow. Don't know how, but it's her. So that's going to be interesting. The time jump's going to be interesting. Don't know how the fuck Patty Considine is still alive because Viserys is falling apart way too fast to live another 10 years, but okay.
Yes, and that was a hell of a fucking episode. Wow.
Yeah. Okay, I know we said that, like, there's lots of spoilers in, like, the little teasers they do for future episodes, but we do spoilers on this. Everyone saw it. So many dragons!
There's gonna be
coming.
A lot more dragons.
Baby dragons. I saw dragon eggs. I saw lots of dragons flying around. I'm very excited.
I'm really excited, too. Yeah, I hope we get to meet Dreamfire. So Dreamfire was originally the dragon of Rhaena Targaryen, I think, who was, like, you know, decades before. She was gay. She was cool. And Dreamfire was, you know, stayed alive for a long time and is believed that she was the mother of Daenerys' dragons because three of her eggs were stolen and brought to Essos.
Seems like I'm going to just, like, okay... This is Game of Thrones. I know we don't need more rape in this world, but, like, just hear me out. I think Dreamfire's children might be the children of rape because Dreamfire herself seems super gay. Just saying.
That's true. Do the dragons fuck each other? Like, do
they have to.
Like, naturally? Like, the dragons... Like, is there a dragon mating season? And, like, what's it like to be, like, in King's Landing? Or do they breed the dragons? Like livestock and just put two together?
Or are they all just inseminated by Targaryens?
Or is somebody, like, is Daemon just going around fucking all the dragons? Like, they never discuss this. Like,
they don't.
Because I can just imagine, like, a dragon mating season being terrifying. And they're in a major city, right? What do they do?
That seems bad.
That seems bad.
Yeah, because it's elk mating season here right now. It's dangerous as fuck. So that was our episode, yeah.
Should we do some fuck, marry, kill?
Let's do some fuck, marry, kill. Do you have one for me, Christine?
I think so. So I just did people who we saw for the first time in this episode. So I did Lena Velaryon as an adult.
Questionable. I know.
Joffrey, what's his beard? Before he dies.
Kay.
And Rhea Royce, also before she dies.
Good choice. I was thinking one of us needed to use her. I'm going to kill Joffrey. He seems dumb. Like, he doesn't know how to survive in this world, clearly. Then I'm going to... I think I'm going to fuck the baby.
She's not a baby in this episode. That's why I specified.
I know. I'm going to fuck the Valyrian, Lena, and then I'm going to marry Rhea. She seems cool as
shit. Yeah, marry Rhea. She cool.
Let's hang out. Let's go ride horses. I got one for you.
Okay, what we got?
You're going to hate it. OG Hand of the King, Otto Hightower. New Hand of the King, Lionel Strong. Or Lionel Strong's son, Larys Clubfoot Strong.
Oh, I hate all of this. Okay. I guess I'll marry the Hand of the King. I'll fuck his son and I'll kill Otto Hightower. I'm not going near Otto Hightower. But also, I don't want to be the Lady of Harrenhal. That's a curse.
All bad, all around.
All bad.
I didn't give you any good choices.
No good choices.
I did not. But I had another option for you, but it was really similar to what you gave me. So
fair. So you had to go with the mean one.
I did. I had to go with the mean one.
Well, it's been a podcast.
It's been a podcast. Christine, do you have anything that going on in your life that you want to plug?
Yeah, I think just my band. We're at Chaos Pixie NYC. Especially if you are a venue in New York City. We're looking to play some shows this fall. If you're not, just like follow us.
How many venues listen to our podcast?
I don't know. Like, is there a lot of like people who are bookers at venues who then go home and watch House of the Dragon and then listen to our podcast on the way to work?
Maybe.
Doubtful. Anyway, I'm in a band. We're trying to play some shows. How about you, Lauren?
You can follow me on Instagram. @low_Mazzy. And I would like to plug this podcast, Pod of the Dragon.
We're a podcast.
We're a whole podcast. You can follow us on Instagram and Twitter @_Pod of the Dragon. You can follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/Pod of the Dragon. You can email us. You can email us for a couple of things. You can fight with us because you think that we're wrong about something. You can tell us how great we are. You can email us with suggestions for fuck, marry, kill, or just, you know, whatever the fuck you want. Our email is podofthedragonpodcast@gmail.com. Email us. We want to be friends. Also, we have a merch store. If you guys want to check it out, we have a couple things that just like say Pod of the Dragon on them. Like, we've got stickers or we've got a hoodie, stuff like that. Also, we have some like fun shirts like Who Fucked a Dragon crop top. We also have some Daddy Daemon panties.
Yes.
From our Game of Thrones show, we've got some like snargy narg things. You got to go listen to that if you want that reference. If you don't want to like, I don't know. I know not everybody's in the position to go buy really, really cool, amazing sweatshirts that would make you look badass. So, you know, if you're not, there's a lot of free ways that you can support our podcast. You can. I think this is the best way. Tell your friends. Share our podcast with somebody, even if it's just one person. We all know that there are people out there who watch this show, who have other friends who watch this show. So if you're excited about this podcast and you're like, my friend also watches House of the Dragon, tell them. Just be like, hey, I listen to this podcast. I know you watch House of the Dragon. Maybe check it out. Another free thing you can do to support our show, you can go leave us a review on Apple Podcasts or anywhere you listen to this show.
Yeah, or Spotify or wherever.
Also, you can rate our show. You can subscribe to our show wherever you listen to it. Those are all free things. Doesn't cost you any money. If you change your mind later, you can unsubscribe. So anyway, that's our show. Okay, did I say our shop name? If you do want to give us some kashish, you can go to our Etsy page. It is etsy.com/shop/podofthedragon. Shop is singular.
One shop.
Make a mistake. etsy.com/podofthedragon. Wow, I think this has been kind of long.
I had a lot of thoughts today.
It was a very intense episode. I think we gotta wrap this up. But come see us next week if you're gonna be at FanX.
Yes, we're gonna be at FanX.
This podcast will be coming out this week on Wednesday night.
So by the time you hear this, we might be close to being on our way to Salt Lake City for FanX.
I'm gonna be on my way. We're gonna be at FanX. We have a booth. If you're gonna be in Salt Lake City, come see us. We want to hear from you because we have some games we want to play with our fans. We have some questions we want to ask you guys. You can be on the show. Like, come see us at the booth. And also, just, like, come say hi. We want to be friends.
Yes, come meet us.
Yeah. I'm excited. So, we're looking forward to it. I'm, like, honestly really, really excited.
I'm really excited, too.
Yeah. We'll see you there. If you can't come to FanX, sucks to suck.
Sorry about that.
I don't know. Sometimes I'm just mean to our listeners and... That's just how it is. Sorry, guys. But also, I'm going to be a dick to you if you're not friends with me. Let's wrap this up. Christine, dreams, they didn't make us podcasters. Dragons did.
Dracarys.
Bye forever.
Bye forever.
I
didn't know you could plug our podcast.
Well, I just did, bitch.